Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace to a place where
you are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Sister Lisa CTC. She is currently the Superior General of the Congregation of Theresian Carmelites. Last week, she shared with us her congregation's spirituality, mission, and their practical application in daily lives. She also told us about her vocation, how she was inspired to join the congregation while reading a book. Today she shares with us further her faith experiences and also what the congregation is doing in this year of faith. Our faithful witness of today, Sister Lisa CTC, Superior General of the Congregation of Theresian Carmelites, shares with us her own faith experiences and her congregation's task in this year of faith. Sister Lisa, a hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Your vocation to religious life is very fascinating, as it came from a book. Something like
I cannot say it is from the book, but it was while reading it happened.
Yes. How do you find the faith of the people you are in contact with?
After the profession, 1 year I worked in Kerala. After that, I was sent to northern part of India. And it was something, a struggling period in my life, because I was used to only the culture of Kerala and the language problem. Then almost I was in tears many days when I was appointed in a school where the language is Hindi. But God gave me the grace and the situations turned like that and I could pick up, and all those who are working with me, the teachers and my sister's community, all supported me. And thus I could cope up with the situation and apostolate there. And those who are working with me, especially the teachers and all, very cooperative, understanding, and they found someone understanding them. And after 1 year, 1.5 years, I was appointed as in charge of some primary school. Like that, leadership quality also I could exercise. It was not my merit or credit, but their cooperation and guidance, and those were my authorities, they also helped me. I could learn a lot from them, from the teachers. Though they were Hindus, they were Sikh, Muslims, still their dedication, their faith in their religion, all these were inspiring me.
You find you were inspired by their faith. Do you inspire them?
Because they used to ask, how did you choose this state of life? Okay. For them it was strange, amazing. Okay. I said, it is not my strength. It gets from God only. And I used to say, prayer is my strength. I get power. That also helped them. And they used to ask me to pray for them like mm-hmm. that. Then when we say, though we were drawing salary, we don't have personal account or something like that. And all it was, they were also getting some inspiration or insight. So they, I said, it is not my strength, only faith in God will give me that grace. So they, and maybe my way of life, I am not boasting, but also witnessed. Now, and even now we keep up the relationship, though okay. years passed.
We are observing the year of faith in the Catholic Church. Is there anything special happening in your congregation?
It's we have taken in the last general chapter, we should visit all the families wherever we are, our convents are existing. And that visiting is not just a friendly visit or according to our professional apostolate, but it should be for faith formation. And also it is the death centenary year of our foundress. So her faith in God, it that only because she was a married woman. After 1 or 2 years, she became a widow. And with that situation, in that situation, only faith in God moved her to go forward. So we both were combining the year of faith and also the centenary year of our foundress, and how we can grow in our faith, especially in Kerala and all. In other places also, the faith is almost diminishing. So for catechism classes, we give more focus. Because wherever the Christians are there, Catholics are there, if we don't give them faith, means some classes now, in future they will not have anything. Because whatever we have got from our parents, from our teachers, it is developed in us. Same way our students, our children should get it. So not only the students and children, the grown-ups also have to get. So that we are focusing on.
There is a general feeling that youth are away from the church. Is that true?
But there are youth, those who are strong in faith, like youth organizations, Jesus Youth or KCYM, all this. And they work in the church, for the church. Still, we can find the youth, those who are away from the church also. That's also true.
Why but are they away from the church, if that is?
In the families itself, the background is different from olden days. So, for example, earlier in Kerala and all, the parents were encouraging their children to get vocation. They are praying for them and all. Nowadays, even if the children are willing to join, the parents are discouraging them. That family background is different nowadays. So the children also get that spirit.
Have you ever faced any difficult situation in life? Have your faith ever helped you?
Every stage there was a point or there was a time. Soon after the profession, I was sent to a community where our group was sent for a junior 8 course. Then I was separated. That was heartbreaking for me. Then I went there and I could settle there. After 1 year, again I was sent to north. That time also I was so much crying. Then there also I could find the hands of God and help from God through my sisters or authorities or the people. Then after 1 year, 2 years, I was put in charge of the school. I know my limit, so how I could do that. But there also the God's hands were providing the strength, and like that superiorship, provincialship, every point I was feeling of my inability, but God's hands were giving me strength. And always I used to pray, and I get that I will not let you down. That always inspires me.
What is your message for Christians in this year of faith?
Wherever we are, try to keep up our identity as Catholic or Christian. Because Christian values are accepted everywhere. Only thing, we have to practice that. By that, let the world know that you are the followers of Christ.
Thank you, Sister. That was Sister Liza CTC, Superior General of the Congregation of Theresian Carmelites, sharing her faith experiences. Oh, You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Sister Liza CTC from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.